If you were one of the relatively few people, like me, who saw 9 to 5 on Broadway 5 years ago, well, too bad for you. It was a lifeless affair, despite some really good songs by Dolly Parton. When I heard it would be the opening show of the Walnut Street Theater's season, I wondered why. The answer was apparent only minutes after the curtain came up, and the recorded face of Dolly herself replaced the face of a huge clock atop the stage. Then she proceeded to introduce the live characters on the stage below her. This 9 to 5 was not the same show I saw on Broadway. At the Walnut, it's feisty and smooth, partly because the show's creative team rethought the musical after it closed on Broadway, and partly because of the Walnut's bang-up cast. 9 to 5 is about a rigid, even repressive corporate headquarters where the boss is a raging sexist. Here, from the Walnut stage, Dee Hody, as a secretary, describes it.
You gotta know what to do, you gotta do it in a hurry. Gotta hustle, gotta bustle, gotta scoot, you gotta scurry, cause we got no time to fool around, around here.
The plot revs up when the secretary, plus a new employee played by Amanda Rose and a blonde bombshell played by Amy Bodner, decide to get back at the boss, portrayed with an evil sneer by Paul Scheffler. They kidnap him, change the office culture, then investigate him for his questionable financial deals. Along the way, his frumpy assistant, a little despot herself, harbors a secret passion for the guy. She's played by Mary Martello with a number that brings down the house.
Perhaps I don't look like some red-hot mama, but believe me, that's just what I am.
This new improved 9 to 5 is a fun night at the Walnut through October 19th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.
But if I ever turn loose, I'll tell you the truth. Dear heart, you won't be...